Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
You're still not loaded her up?
Just about to now. I'm still waiting for Pip.
Oh.
She's around somewhere. Have you seen her?
Not lately. She's not in the house.
Oh. Oh, well, we're still in good time.
Okay. Idana's looking up for it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's still got four legs last time I counted.
Hey, she's a real beauty queen, David. A winner if there ever was one.
Yeah. Well, I'll give her something to munch on for the journey.
I think I heard Pip up in the night, moving around.
Really? What, couldn't she sleep?
Oh, she wasn't very chatty when she came down this morning.
She's still going to come with us, though, isn't she?
As far as I know. She's not said otherwise.
Okay. And I presume that Josh is going to join us at some point.
He's still updating the blog.
Oh, maybe I should point out that this is a real heifer, not a virtual one.
Come on, all those hours of grooming and halter training.
Yeah, just kidding.
As well as his work on the blog. Real shame he can't make the judging tomorrow.
Now, you're not weakening, are you?
No.
Come on, we agreed. If he takes the day off for that...
No, then... fair enough. You can always go in with Bert after school. He's meant to be helping your mum with the bees tomorrow afternoon. Hope he hasn't forgotten.
Yeah, well...
Oh, David, the washing machine at Rickyard.
Oh.
Emma says the drain's still blocked, so she can't...
No, it's not the drain, it's the filter. Wasn't Ed going to fix it, though?
Well, yeah, but... You know, he's got other things to do.
Well, I can't really drop everything and do it now.
No.
Can't she use our machine until hers is fixed?
I suppose.
Hi, are you waiting for me?
Aha!
Hi!
Sorry.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Look at that nice, long, straight back. Lovely, sharp, clean withers. First in class at the Royal Welsh foreshore.
You may well be right. So, do you want to help me load her up, then?
Hold on. Mum. Here, some brownies from Gran.
Oh, right. That's where you've been, hmm?
Can you put them in the car? Sorry, I'm a bit slow this morning.
It's okay.
Emily texted me at about 3 o'clock last night.
Oh, right.
Friends, eh?
Emily, she is such a girl guide. So desperate for us to get the best campsite at the show.
Yeah, okay, well, the sooner we get there, the better. Come on, let's get moving.
Now, come on, let me do that for you.
Oh, you're all right, Lillian.
Why don't you ask Clary?
I don't mind, really. It keeps me busy.
Well, if you're sure.
Tonight, we've got the real ale crowd coming over from Hollerton. Can't have them drinking out of smudgy glasses.
Well, let me give you a hand anyway.
Yeah, if you like.
Well, that's what I'm here for, darling, to try and make life easier for you.
Thanks. Do appreciate it.
In fact, if you did want to take a break, now's the time.
No.
Before the rush.
Oh, what else can I do? Sit around and read the papers? I'm fine here. I'm much better doing this.
Real ale fans from Hollerton. Suppose we should be flattered.
Yeah, they're a picky bunch. Look, Lillian... I'm sorry to go all morbid on you the other day.
Oh, please don't worry about it, darling.
I just hit a low patch, that's all.
Yeah, I know. I'm not surprised.
After the will reading and all that, brought it home, you know.
Of course.
Anyway, you just forget what I said. I'm feeling better about it now.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I could do with a good night's sleep, but...
You're not sleeping well?
I never do, and... I never did when Sid was away. I'll get used to it.
Look, we're almost done here. Are you sure about that, Bray?
No. So, these things happen. The world don't come to an end. Life's got to go on, isn't it?
What about her water, Dad?
Oh, she's got half a bucket there.
Yeah, but she'll need some more.
Okay.
Where's Josh gone with those ice creams?
Lost already. That's my bro.
I gave him the money. He knows the way.
Oh, it's okay. I can see him.
You should have given him the sat-nav, Mum.
We'll need that to get home.
Well, you're not leaving yet, are you?
Well, not too long. I told your Mum I'd be back by 4 to pick up Ben.
Well, half an hour won't matter.
Oh, it'd be nice to have a real wander round. Check out the competition.
Yeah. 3 pens down, old boy from Pembrokeshire.
Mm, you reckon?
Yeah, he's got a lovely looking beast. You can't see her now because she's lying down, but...
No, I've seen her. She's too short in the leg.
Oh, I don't know. I think she's the one we'll have to beat.
Oh, shush, Dad. You'll upset Adana. Oh, Emily.
Has she found you a good bitch?
Hope so. Yeah, she wants me to come over.
Oh, okay. Well, you go. We'll find
you. Yeah, I'd better.
Yeah, you must buy them, Pet.
Hi, Mum.
Have fun. Be good.
Well, I'll see you later.
Maybe. I'll give you a call.
Bye.
Bye, and say bye to Josh from me.
I will.
Well, that's probably the last I'll see of her today.
Oh, but it's so great to see her like this.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
So relaxed and, well, normal.
Yeah, touch wood.
Oh, she's so much better, David. Not one mention of Jude all weekend.
Yeah, and let's hope we never have to hear the name Fizz again either.
So, Lillian reckoned they might be going to upgrade the road bridge, which would have devalued the property.
Okay.
And Matt wasn't sure, and she said she had no time to check it out, etc. So, I did a bit of nifty research, called my contact at the council, who put me onto the right person, and Lillian was right.
Oh, so...
So I told Lillian, and she scores one over Matt. Didn't I tell you, darling? I was right all along.
Crafty.
Well, you said to be subtle, so of course she took the credit for my research.
Oh, I wouldn't complain about that.
No. And after that, she started treating me with just a little bit of respect. Suggested I sit in on the next meeting.
Oh, well, that's progress.
Definitely. Still a way to go yet, but it's nice to feel appreciated, you know?
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
How's Jax? You getting on all right with Kenton?
Yeah, he's fine.
Sure he's working you hard.
Oh, yeah, he does, but well, it's like he gives 100% and he expects the same from us.
Okay.
So I'm tired at the end of a shift, but I enjoy the work and it's a really great atmosphere, you know? Really buzzing, nice people, and not just the staff, the customers too on the whole.
Lucky you.
And Kenton is so behind it all. He's really committed and positive. I suppose that's infectious.
Mm. Wish Tom was a bit more like that sometimes.
What, committed?
Well, positive. You know this survey he's doing with the veal and ham pies?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he sent out all these e-shots and questionnaires.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already moaning because he's had so few replies. And they've only been out a few days.
How many replies has he had?
Not sure. 1, 2?
Mm.
But he needs to give it till the end of the week at least. And then maybe he can start doing some follow-up phone calls to people who didn't reply.
Now then.
Oh,
relax, you're not at work now.
Everyone all right in here?
Yeah, fine, thanks.
Yeah, fine.
Good. Well, perhaps I'll go and help Janine in the ploughman.
Unless you want another one, Brenda.
Oh,
go on. After the busy week you've had.
Well,
yes, why don't you, Brenda? I'm sure you've earned it.
Okay, then. Thanks. Same again, please.
White wine?
I've been hearing all about her new job.
Oh, really? Nothing too bad, I hope.
Oh, no.
I've been telling her how great it is, how much I don't miss the commute to Leicester.
And I was saying how lucky you are to have such a talented, highly qualified assistant.
Yeah, thank you, Kirsty.
Well, the first few weeks are always the hardest in any job.
Right.
Yeah.
And Matt and I believe we should put people straight in at the deep end to see how well they swim.
Yeah.
But as I said to him on Friday, I think she's already showing a lot of promise.
Oh, Lillian. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you take over for me, please?
Darling, what is it? What's the matter?
I can't do this. I messed it up. I got it all wrong.
Got what wrong?
The beer. I can't even do that right. Oh,
oh, sure. Kirsty, can you fan Fallon for me, please? Tell her to come to the bar.
Yeah, of course.
Lillian, that ain't no good. I can't do this anymore.
It's all right, darling. Come on, come on. Let's go somewhere we can talk.
Any word from Pip?
No, not since she went off to join her YFC mates.
Okay.
which is probably a good sign. Too busy partying.
Let's hope so.
There's quite a party going on here too, in the stock line.
So I can hear.
Well, I'm well set up anyway. I've got my sleeping bag waiting in the stock trailer.
Okay. I'll leave you to it then. Have fun.
Thanks.
Hope you get some sleep. And good luck tomorrow.
Yeah.
Lots of love.
And you.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. Okay. Hiya.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you?
Yeah, fine. Hey, it's quite a scene over there.
Yeah, I've had a whole can of lager and a hot dog.
Oh, that all?
So what's it like down your end?
Oh, great, yeah. We've got all the tents together, and Charlotte's friend Matthew's brought a whole pineapple.
Wow.
So we're going to make a big cocktail.
Okay.
How's Adana?
Yeah, she's fine, yeah.
Make sure she gets her beauty sleep.
I will. You don't need it, of course.
Okay. Well, I'll say goodnight then.
Night, love. You just relax, eh? Have yourself a good time.
Yeah, I'll do my best. See you in the morning.
Bright and early?
Well, whenever. Bye.
Bye.
So stupid. I shouldn't have let it get to me.
So this was all about the beer?
Oh, he said it were cloudy. I hadn't given the barrel time to settle before I tapped it.
Who was this?
Oh, I don't know his name. From Hollerton.
Oh, well, he probably hadn't
But
heard.
It's true. It was right. I hadn't. That was always Sid's job. He was just so meticulous about it. We never had a complaint before.
Oh, Jolene, you've had quite enough to cope with.
Yeah, but I thought I was okay.
They're hot and sweet.
You know, I thought I was managing. And then I get just one silly complaint and go to pieces.
Yes, well, I can't say I'm surprised. Oh. You came straight back from New Zealand and hardly gave yourself time to get over the jet lag.
It's not just that. It's... You know, this was Sid's pub, his business. It was a part of him. Everything I do just reminds me...
So you need to stop trying to be Superwoman and take a break from it.
Well, how can I do that? I can't just go off.
Yes, you can. You can't go on like this.
Yeah, but what about...
I'll talk to Fallon and we'll work out a rota.
Well, what about your business?
I can take time off from that. And we'll see if Nick and Clary can do some extra shifts.
Yeah, but...
No buts. It's all out of your hands now. It's decided.
There's always this tiny bit on her neck that goes the wrong way.
Ah, no, it's great. You're doing fine.
Give me the blow dryer, Dad.
Oh, I'm not sure if there's time.
Come on, it might make all the difference.
All right. There you go.
The rest of us looking so immaculate. Oh. What was it Grandad used to say? Shame to spoil the ship.
For a haper for tart. Yeah, okay, okay.
And you'll need to look your best too, Dad. Don't want to let Adana down.
This is as good as it gets for me, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Is my tie straight?
Remember, make eye contact with the judges. Don't let the hangover show.
Me? Hangover?
Yeah, right.
I was in bed by midnight. I didn't sit up all night around a campfire with a bottle of vodka.
What? Hey!
Okay, okay.
Not vodka, just wine, mostly.
Oh, well, that's all
and
right.
And I hardly drank anything.
That's great, love. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. That's what you're here for.
Okay.
Right. Time's up. I'll have to get her down to the ring.
Adana, oh, you are beautiful. Good luck.
Now, back to me. Go on. You won't get it past. Oh, George. Okay, I know. You're such a star.
Hello.
Now you can go and fetch it.
Someone's still got World Cup fever.
Oh, hello.
You'll play for England one day, George.
That's the plan, yeah. All right. Don't get in the way of the big boys. Just stay on the green. Right now, we'd settle for playing with the rest of the lads.
Oh, bless.
He's had to make do with me instead.
They're all out here this afternoon. Oh, there's Josh.
And Jamie too.
Yes, that's nice. Just what he needs, I should think.
Mm.
You're looking a bit more cheerful.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a goal?
Josh! Nice one too, off his edge.
Yes.
Yeah, go, Josh!
They all say he's got real promise.
Oh, he's keen enough, that's for sure. He's always out in the yard practising, kicking it off the barn door, or he always seems to be when I'm around.
Well, I'm jolly lucky to have such talented grandchildren. And it's not as if it's just football with Josh.
I know.
He does have another life too. He's going to help me go through the bees later.
Oh, rather him than me.
I think he actually enjoys it. He volunteered.
Oh, yeah, I didn't mean...
Anyway, I better go.
Oh, Jill, just thought I'd say, I cooked us your sausage and lentil recipe on Friday, the one you put up last week.
And how did it work out?
Yeah, really well. It was great. Ed loved it.
Oh, good.
We both did. And it was quite easy to make, too.
Well, if you've got any queries, you can always post them on the website.
Oh, I'm sure you're busy enough.
No, really, it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
You're getting famous. Ambridge's answer to Delia. Oh,
don't know about that. Anyway, I'll be even busier this week, baking for the cake stall at the village fete.
Oh, yeah. Ed's been asked to help with the tents. I'm putting up the bunting.
Ah, do I spy Doris Perkins and Nora Larkin too? Oh.
Hello.
Your names for the murder mystery.
Well, I know I'm Doris Perkins.
Yes, the mother-in-law of our unfortunate victim. And Emma's kindly agreed to take on a role too, haven't you?
Have you?
Well, yeah.
She's going to be Nora Larkin, the maid.
Oh, yes.
If the names sound familiar, it's because I found them by looking round the churchyard.
So you said.
And please, don't either of you tell me that you've changed your minds.
No.
No.
Oh, good.
But, Linda, I'm still a bit hazy about who's killed who and why and how we're supposed
to... Oh, don't worry about that now. All will become clear in time.
Right.
Just trust me when I say I have designed the perfect plot, all carefully crafted right down to the last detail.
Good.
And we're all meant to dress up in costume.
That's right. You and the other characters who are part of the mystery. And the competitors at the fete will have to guess who the murderer was by asking you questions.
Yes, I see.
But how do we know to give the right answers?
Yeah, there's no problem. I'll tell you exactly what to say. And what not to say, of course, which is just as important.
Okay.
Well, I expect it'll be great fun.
Oh, yes. I think the whole idea is a stroke of genius. It'll need to be if we're going to impress our celebrity guest.
Oh, yes. What's the latest? Is he definitely able to come?
Well, we're still waiting for final confirmation.
Oh.
I'm on my way over to see Jim now. So, fingers crossed, I'm hoping it will be good news.
Adana, you are such a star.
Isn't she just...
And your rosette too. Oh, we're so proud.
Okay, so first in class would have been nice,
yes,
but...
Yes, we were robbed.
No. It was close, but...
I was right about your so-called one to beat, though, wasn't I?
Yeah.
That she was lucky to get a highly commended.
Ah, you were right, I was wrong.
Seriously, they should have me as one of the judges.
Well, one day, who knows? you see that body brush anywhere? No, that's all right, got it.
Well, all my friends thought we should have come first anyway.
Yeah, I saw our little band of faithful followers.
Did you hear us chanting?
I'm sure it made all the difference, love. That and all your help with the halter training.
Oh, Josh, not me.
Oh, come on. Don't be so modest. You did your share. You should take part of the credit.
Team effort, Dad.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Mum's on her way with Bert. She'll be here in an hour or so.
Oh, Bert's staying over.
Yeah, so at least I can get back to my bed tonight.
I hope Mum's remembered to bring the spare torch for Emily. Last night she kept bumping into things, nearly brought the tent down.
You think you might stay tomorrow night as well?
Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
Right. Yeah, well, I guess you'll want to get back to your friends now.
Oh, well...
Or do you feel like a quick cake and coffee to celebrate? On me, of course.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Just leave it there by the gate. That's it.
Hi, Josh.
Now, spare frames. Spare frames.
Hello, Jill.
Oh, hello.
Is it safe to come through?
Yes, fine. We're all done with the bees.
Okay.
I'm ready to go. Just collecting up all my bits and pieces.
I've got a chance to put these sheets on the line at last.
It's getting a bit late, I know, but...
Well, if you leave them overnight...
Our machine's been blocked up, so I got behind.
Yes, I heard.
So, how's your bees? You got lots of honey?
Well, it's not looking too bad, thanks. I should be able to take my last crop in a couple of weeks.
That's nice.
Well, I'm always pleased to have something to show for all this love and attention.
Yeah, I bet.
And a good honey crop usually means happy bees. Healthy ones, too.
Well, you hear all this stuff about them dropping dead, disappearing.
Yes.
Like there's a bee Armageddon or something.
Well, I've been lucky this year, touch wood.
And now you got your new helper, too.
Yes.
That must make it easier for
you. Josh has been a real help. And when you get to my great age...
Hauling all that stuff around.
He can certainly carry those supers in for me when the time comes.
Hi.
Hello, it's all right. It's quite safe. You can come over.
Hi, Ruth.
Sheets. Does this mean your machine's been fixed?
Yeah, it's working fine now.
Oh, Emma, I'm so sorry. It's not really Ed's job to fix it.
No, it's okay. You didn't have to.
You did it yourself?
No, I had someone to help me.
Oh, you didn't have to call a plumber?
No, it was Josh.
Oh, really?
You mean...
Yeah.
He saw me poking at the drain when he came back from school, so he showed me how to take out the filter.
What? Just like that?
Well, yeah. He found this little flap down at the front.
Oh, right.
And then it was easy. Just unscrew it, pull it out and give it a rinse.
That was kind.
Yeah, it was really sweet of him.
Yeah, wasn't it?
I felt a bit daft, really, if I bothered to look at the handbook.
Well, good for Josh. He's had a busy afternoon.
Yes. Ah, there you all are.
Oh. Hi, Linda.
Hello. Good evening. It's really Emma I wanted to see.
Oh, yeah?
Here. I've got this for you. Your maid's costume for the murder mystery.
Oh, right.
Came from Nigel, one of Julia's old stage costumes, apparently.
Oh.
It's still in very good condition. She'll be about your size.
Okay.
Well, if it's not, we can always make a few slight adjustments. Let the top out a touch, perhaps.
Thanks. I'll try it on.
I'm sure you'll look great in it, Emma.
Now then, I've got some very exciting news for you all.
Oh? Have you?
Jim has heard back from his famous friend, our celebrity guest.
And?
He said yes. He's coming on Sunday to open the fete. Isn't that fantastic?
Some of those guys at the shearing, they are just so fast.
Yeah.
And girls too. Unbelievable. They make it look so easy.
Yeah, I know. I saw those two New Zealanders.
And like Matthew, that's Charlotte's friend Matthew.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's really good. I've seen him. He's been shearing since he was like 10. But he reckons they're twice as fast as he is.
Are you tempted to have a go?
Yeah, right. Bring on the paramedics.
So, what have you lot been up to the rest of the time when you weren't cheering on Idana?
Just hanging out, really. That kind of stuff.
Okay.
Me and Emily both fell asleep in the sun. Do you think one side of me is more burnt than the other?
It's hard to say.
I'll have to lie the other way next time, balance it up.
No, it's a nice tan. You're looking great, love.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. And, more cheerful, too.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Ah, well, I just thought I'd say. It makes a nice change.
Yeah, I know. I must have been a real pain to be around these last few weeks.
No,
anyway, I'm getting through all that now. Trying to.
Good.
I did text Jude a couple of times last week. He's not even bothered to text back, so...
Okay.
All I want to do now is try and move on.
Well, I hope your friends are helping with that.
Yeah. Emily's been there too. Her ex dumped her on her birthday.
Ooh, ouch.
Would you believe it? What kind of lowlife does that? Anyway, we've made a pact. No more relationships. They're just not worth it. We're going to have a nice, laid-back summer. No complications.
Fair enough. And, have you thought about college?
A bit.
Well, Mum spoke to your tutor last week.
What? Dad?
Okay, maybe we should have said, but...
Why? What did Mum say?
All she did was give him a call to find out what the situation is.
And?
Well, as we thought, he said that it's not too late to go back in September.
Yeah, but my exams,
though. No, it's all right. You can retake the ones you messed up. And you won't be the only one. Plenty of students do the same. All you need to do now is to go in before the end of the week and re-register.
I know.
It shouldn't be a problem, you know? Your tutor's on your side.
Right.
Come on, Pip. Give it a go.
Poor Jamie. He was trying so hard. Aww. Making out he was really pleased with his presents. Gave me a big hug and a kiss.
What did you get him in the end?
Well, it was difficult. I mean, we didn't want to go over the top, make a huge thing of it. I mean, that might have only made it harder for him.
Yeah.
But we didn't want him to be disappointed either. So we got him the new mobile he'd been asking for. But I could tell he was really struggling.
No.
My heart went out to him.
Yeah.
We got through breakfast and got him off to school.
Well done.
And I've got the afternoon off work, so...
You're taking him out bowling?
Yeah, after school. Him and Josh. And Kenton.
Jamie's got his best mate there. That should help take the pressure off.
I hope so, yes. And he's going to Brookfield afterwards. Anyway, I mustn't stand here all afternoon.
Well, as you can see, we're not exactly overwhelmed.
No.
Actually, don't you tell Tony this, but my shifts here are a real treat. Oh. Get me away from the dairy. Catch up with all the gossip.
I won't give you away.
Well, is that the lot?
Yeah. Oh, unless you've got any more of those homegrown lettuces.
Well, only what's there on the shelf.
Oh, OK. Only Joe sold me a lovely one the other day.
Joe Grundy?
Yeah. He gave me this big pitch about how it was garden fresh.
Hmm. I'm not sure where that came from. OK, that's 7:40.
Oh, thanks.
We had our own birthday due yesterday.
Oh,
Jack's 91st.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we all took Peggy and had a little party at the Laurels.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had cake and everything. Sang him happy birthday.
Oh, was he pleased?
A bit surprised, I think. But it was all very jolly. And Peggy was pleased.
Oh, good. OK, well, I'm going home for a coffee before I have to pick up Jamie.
Well, good luck with the bowling.
Thanks. Kenton and I will have to try and get on for a whole 2 hours.
Hey, look, if you're not too tired this evening, why not come over and tell me how it went?
Oh, yes, that'd be nice. I'll see you then.
Oh, here, more tomato juice.
Oh, great, thanks, Nick.
Then shall I get back to the ploughman's?
Oh, please. Carrie's struggling in there.
Yeah, is it just a Tuesday afternoon or have I missed something?
It's a big party waiting for the restaurant.
Oh, right.
I'm just so glad you're here.
Hello, how's it all going?
Mum, why are you in here?
Just come see how you're all doing.
Well, you shouldn't. You're not meant to be worrying about us.
Not worrying, I'm just...
But we're doing fine, aren't we, Nick?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Well, what about all that lot in the ploughman's?
Oh, I'm on my way through now to the Clary hand. All right, Fallon.
Thanks, Nick. See, Mum, it's all under control.
If you say so.
I do. Look, I'm not trying to boss you around.
I've been good. I stayed upstairs all morning.
OK, but there's no need for you to be here at all. Why don't you go out somewhere?
Where? Do what?
Well, put your trainers on, go for a run. Or just for a walk, somewhere nice. You need to get out of the pub, Mum.
Yeah. OK, then. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Oh, well done, Jamie!
Oh, so close,
nine.
Mate.
9! Brilliant!
You're going to beat that, Josh?
Oh, why can't I do that? I give up!
OK, boys, I'm going to take 5, yeah? Get ready for my next strike.
Oh, yes.
Any of those chips left?
Sorry.
Well. Oh, that's a close match.
Between you three, yes.
Well, it seems to be going okay so far. Jamie's having a great time.
Yeah.
Well, maybe putting on a bit of a show for Josh's sake, but...
You didn't see him this morning.
No, well, you know, this is just what he needs, you know, getting out with his mates, having a bit of fun, doing all the normal lad stuff.
Rather than sitting at home with his mum.
Kathy,
Yeah, all right. He does look much happier. And he's got this end-of-term party on Friday.
Yeah, what about this girl? Is it Tara?
I still don't know much about her. She's just having a party.
Oh, OK. I say it's a great place, this. We should do it more often.
Yeah, though the noise is slightly doing my head in.
Really? Well, I must say, I haven't really even noticed.
Well, I suppose if you're in the bar all day.
Well, Jack's. Well, that's different, I mean, you know. There, it's all about the music.
Yeah.
Hey, we're having an 80s night on Thursday. It'll be great, you should come along.
What?
Why not? You might even find that you enjoy it.
I don't know.
Okay, just as you like, no pressure. It's a tryout for our theme nights I'm planning for the rest of the summer and over the autumn. Yeah, you see, we've got off to such a brilliant start, but I'm worried the novelty's going to wear off. I want to try and keep up the momentum, so we'll start having regular theme nights and bar promotions right up until Christmas.
Oh, sounds like you'll be even busier then.
Yeah, well, yeah, price of success, I guess. Can't afford to take my eye off the ball.
So what about this trip to New Zealand to see Marion?
If we
want cheap flights, we'll have to book it now.
Yeah, well, but you can see how I'm fixed, love. Look, I really do want to see Meryl. Of course I do. I'm missing her more than ever, but I'm going to have to make some difficult choices.
So you're not going to see her at all?
Look, I can't. Not this side of Christmas. What?
I didn't say a word.
Kathy.
If you want to put your work in front of seeing your daughter, I can't stop you.
Oh, come on, that's not fair.
My turn now. Okay, let's see if I can get a strike this time.
Oh, flash you.
Oh, Jolene.
Hi. Oh, this takes me back. Baling your straw the old-fashioned way.
Ah, we still make a few small bales. That come in handy for the stock.
I could think of worse jobs on a summer's evening.
Well, yes. So, how are things, Jolene? How are you doing?
Oh. You want to know the truth? It's like I'm stuck in one place so I can't move while everything's going on around me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I know exactly what you mean.
Though I shouldn't moan, really. Fallon, Lillian, they've all been so good, telling me not to work, to get away from the pub, take it easy. Yeah, that's what I'm doing out here.
But it's not helping.
Well, I can't say I'm feeling a whole lot better, no.
No, not yet. It's going to take a while.
Yeah, the thing is, Pat, you know, whatever I do round here, wherever I go, I just miss him more and more. That was stupid of me, I know.
Hey. It's not stupid at all.
Well, in here now, just me. Simple as that.
Look, I'm sure everyone's saying so, but it will get better.
Yeah. Yep, that's what I keep telling myself.
And Fallon's right. It does help to take things easy. Be kind to yourself. Look, I was about to take a break. Why don't you come in for a bit?
Still nobody in?
No, just the two in the corner.
Okay.
Crazy, isn't it? Dinner time, you could hardly move in here.
It's not much doing next door either. Still, who's complaining?
Oh, not me.
I've just been sorting the beer tent for the fete on Sunday.
Problems?
No, we'll manage it somehow. It's all looking great in here anyway. Thanks for cleaning up.
Oh, I didn't want your mum to come back and find it a mess.
Well, that's kind.
Have you heard from her at all?
No. Hope she's found something to do. Help her take her mind off it all.
Yeah.
Well, it's not doing her any good hanging around here. Wish she'd go away and have a real holiday.
Maybe you should go with her.
Well, someone's got to stay and run the pub.
Well, there's me and Clary and Lillian.
Nick. It's a lot of extra shifts. And you're doing more than enough.
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I may be wrong here, but I get the impression that Will's not that mad about you doing overtime.
Oh, he can't talk. He works late almost every night.
Still.
And I'm taking Friday afternoon off to go with him to the game fair.
That's true.
Hello?
Hi.
Hiya.
Mum. It's okay. Just came to say I'm home.
All right. Did you find something relaxing to do?
Yeah. I ended up having tea with Pat.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, it was. She asked me to stay for supper, but...
Why didn't you?
Well, Kathy called in and I didn't want to.
Okay.
But Pat's lent me a couple of DVDs. Walk the line.
Okay, well, you go and start watching. I'll bring you up some food.
All this big talk about this trip to New Zealand. Well, didn't I tell you? I knew it was never going to happen.
Predictable, I suppose.
It's just so absolutely typical of his whole attitude. Nothing is allowed to interfere with his precious bar. Even his relationship with his daughter, whom he's not seen for years.
But you weren't too keen to go anyway.
No, but I don't think that's even crossed his mind. It's like his brain just can't handle more than one commitment at a time, and it's all jacks, 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 jacks.
Yeah.
There's no room for anything else in his life. Certainly not for me.
At least the bowling went okay.
Yeah, yeah, he made a token effort for Jamie's sake. But the moment it was over, he went straight off again. No prizes for guessing where.
Yeah, it's more mercies, I suppose.
Oh, yes, but...
Cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers. But, Pat, where do I fit in all of this? I mean, the only interest we seem to share right now is... Well, it's Jamie.
Not a whole lot of fun for you, I can see.
And
but...
I can't see how it's going to change any time soon either. I mean, what can I do to make it better?
Oh. Didn't realise it was as bad as this.
If I even dare to discuss it with Kenton, he goes all wounded and defensive, and it just ends in another row. And poor Jamie's having a hard enough time already. I don't want to make it even worse.
No, I think that's got to be your priority right now.
So what should I do? I mean, where do I go from here?
Perhaps it's best to try and step back a bit. Give the dust a chance to settle. Give Jamie time to get over his dad.
Yeah, I suppose.
I really should. Before you make any decisions, give it some time. Wait a while.
Yeah, I know, Pat. But for how much longer?
So, let's see then. It comes to...
£6.20.
No. £5.20 and £1 for the courgettes.
And I'm buying courgettes because...
Because they're a new variety and very tasty and you'll want to try them.
Right. So, altogether, that makes...
No. You don't pay for it all together. The courgettes is separate.
Separate? Why?
Oh, well, quality goods, they are. Homegrown, garden fresh.
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, now, look, you just take it from me. You pay for the courgettes separate.
Whatever you say, Joe. Look, there's... £5, right, and 20 pence.
Very much.
And you'll have to take for the courgettes from this.
Oh, tenner. Mm-hmm. Ain't you got nothing smaller?
Sorry.
Well, I ain't got the change.
Look, Joe, I still don't get...
Hold on.
Ah, David.
Oh, Brian.
You wait here. Neville's out in the stockroom. I'll see if he's got any change.
Oh.
Any chance of actually getting served? Just come to collect my paper.
Well, I should help yourself.
This community shop, eh? Everyone working hard, pulling together. Model of business efficiency.
Brian, aren't you on the committee?
Yes, I know. If I dare speak a word of criticism, I'll be put in the stocks and pelted with date-expired creme fraiche.
You found your paper?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, David, you may be interested to know, I'm off for a meeting with Benedict Wheeler, senior partner at Rodway's.
Oh, what about the new market site?
Yes. Yes, we'll need to be sure they're on board before we can go any further.
So do you still think that
I think he'll bite our hands off if he's any sense. He won't get a better offer.
No.
Anyway, I'll let you know.
No use.
Yes, Brian, I'd be interested.
I'll be in touch. I might even call around on my way back.
Okay, right, see you then. Bye.
Bye.
Neville ain't got no change neither.
Look, Joe, if I really need to pay separately for this...
Like I said...
Why don't you change my tenner from the till...
Oh, the chill.
Mm-hmm. Then I can pay you the pound and get on my way.
Yeah, well, I don't know, and it's complicated. See, I'm in enough trouble already for Mrs. Iron Mighty Susan Carter.
Okay,
darn near accused me of stealing the stock.
Why don't I take the courgettes now and drop the pound in later, all right?
Later?
Yeah, before you close.
Oh, well, I don't...
Great, thanks. I won't forget, I promise.
Here, David Archer.
What?
This murder mystery of Linda Snell.
Oh.
Bert Fry reckons he's playing the old retainer.
Yes, that's what he told me.
Well, he must have got it wrong. That part belongs to me.
You see, here, Benedict, it's the perfect site. It's 20-odd acres up behind the garden centre.
Yes, I know the place.
It's next to the petrol station. Well away from any residential area, so there shouldn't be any objections.
Well, I'll have to stop you there, Brian. I know this site, and I'm afraid it's a non-starter.
Oh?
Well, that land belongs to three or four different owners, and one of them's a complete diehard.
Ah, yes, you mean old Joseph Hastings.
You know him?
Well, I've met him, yes.
Well, you know the problem, then. He'll never sell. If he thinks you're after his land, he'll chase you off with his shotgun.
Yes, well, I'm glad to say I had a slightly better reception when I went to see him.
You did? So, tell me more.
Well, I had to work it, of course, but he's given Borsetshire Land an option on his share of the site.
Has he signed?
Oh, yes. As have the other two owners. The site's ours if we want it.
Nice work, Brian. We've had our eye on that patch for years. How did you swing it?
Oh, well...
Or did you offer the old man your daughter's hand in marriage, or what?
No. No, what it took was a little tact and persuasion.
Really? Well, you must tell me your secret someday.
It's no secret. It's all above board. We've options on the whole site, so we could start the planning process tomorrow, if you're ready to come on board.
Well, I'm impressed. You've not wasted any time, have you?
Well, after our chat over dinner the other night...
Well, I did wonder, when you asked if we would lease from another developer...
Yes.
Though I think I was more worried about getting Amanda home at the time.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about that. That was my fault for talking shop at dinner parties.
Oh, she's getting used to that.
Anyway, you won't find a better site for a market around Borchester.
I can see it's attractive.
Plenty of space, no housing nearby, no traffic problems. And I've been talking to the NFU, and their first reaction was very positive. So, offer's on the table, Benedict, if you decide you want to take it up.
OK. Let's see that map again, Brian.
David? Hello, David?
Linda?
I just wanted to say I found you a costume for the fete.
Sorry?
I said I've got your costume...
Hold on. Sorry, say that again?
I'm sorry to hold you up.
No, I'm just trying to get the straw in before it rains again.
I found you a policeman's costume for the murder mystery.
Oh, yeah, right.
I managed to borrow it from Flops. It's from one of their Gilbert and Sullivan productions.
Oh.
Not quite the right period, but it'll do. I'll bring it round for you later.
Right, OK. If no one's around, just leave it in the back hall,
and
right?
We do need to talk.
Do we?
Yes. I'm briefing the cast on what they have to say during the murder mystery, so there's no confusion as to how you each fit into the plot.
Right. Well, I can't say I am entirely up to speed.
Well, no, of course not. So I've printed out some dialogue notes for you, step by step. It should be perfectly clear.
Oh, well, that's great. Thank you, Linda.
But we do need to talk it through, you and I, just to be sure.
Oh.
Shall we say in about an hour?
Maybe.
Afternoon, Linda.
Susan, hello.
Okay, then, I'll just be off.
In a hurry?
Oh, yes. I left my phone at my mum's this morning.
Oh, what a nuisance.
Oh, Susan, is Joe still in the shop?
Joe? Well, I don't know. I've been down at the dairy.
Why?
Well, I owe him a pound for some courgettes.
Oh? How come?
I'm his team leader. I think his shift should be over now.
Okay, Linda, listen, if I... chuck it down. Can you give it to him sometime?
Yes, but what...
Hold on. What's all this about courgettes?
Early days, I know, but this could be the answer to all our prayers, Brian.
I'm very pleased you think so.
With all the grief over our original site, the planning could have dragged on for years.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem here. So you can leave us to worry about the planners. Actually, our legal department's already onto it.
I'm sure they are.
Right, so, shall we call it a deal?
Yes, let's do that, Brian. It's my pleasure.
Good. If you're sure your partners will be happy too.
Well, believe me, they'll be only too delighted.
That's excellent.
Of course, we'll need some
kind of formal undertaking that we'll be the licensed auctioneers.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, we'll draw something up.
Good. So, let's hope this is the start of a long and happy collaboration.
Indeed. Well, I'll get Annabelle to give you a call and arrange to discuss the details.
I look forward to that.
Yeah, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
And we'll talk again soon. Oh, and do give our love to Amanda, won't you?
While I was proceeding past St. Stephen's Church at 2 p.m. precisely...
Yeah, good.
..my bicycle tyre was punctured by edge clippings from the church edge.
Yes, now, you mustn't miss that out, David. It's a very important clue.
OK. I then pushed my bike back to the police station where I received a call from Mrs. Letty Fairbrother at Ambridge Towers to say that her husband, Mr. Ralph Fairbrother...
Rafe, actually.
Mr. Ray Fairbrother had been cruelly murdered.
Good, well done. Is that all clear so far?
Yeah, doesn't seem massively complicated.
Good. You'll also need to give the exact time of the murder.
Yeah, yeah.
And
where will I be when I'm saying all this?
Oh, you'll be on the green. You'll brief the competitors before they set off to look for clues.
And I send them off to find, Tom Gabriel.
Yes, that's right, the old retainer.
Right.
He'll give them a few more clues and lead them on to the next...
Yep, OK, I get it. So, when's the car chase?
David, it's not that sort of murder.
I'm just kidding, Linda. I know, it's dreaming spires and all that.
Oh, yes, yes, you've heard the good news about our celebrity guest.
Yeah. Linda, listen, this old retainer, Tom Gabriel, that's definitely going to be Bert, is it?
Of course, yes, he's made for the part.
Right. Well, perhaps I better warn you, Joe thinks that he's made for it too.
Oh, does he? Well, I'm afraid he'll have to think again.
Oh.
I'm going to have a talk with Joe Grundy later. We've got a few other matters to discuss first.
Mm. David!
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello.
Afternoon, Linda. David, have you got a moment?
Ah, yes, that private discussion you wanted.
Well, this is a good time, yes.
A private? Oh.
Thanks for all this, Linda. I'll make sure that I'm word perfect by Sunday.
Good. And don't forget to try the costume on in case it needs some adjustment.
Yes, I will.
Right. Well, I'll be off. Busy, busy. You know how it is. Bye, then.
Bye.
Bye, Linda.
I'll be in touch.
Right.
Costume?
Come to the fete on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, how did it go with your friend Benedict?
Yes, well, very well indeed. He's given us the green light as far as Rodways are concerned.
Oh, well, that is good news.
Yeah, well, it was just as I thought. He's only too pleased to come in with us.
Great, so what next?
We'll need to brief the architect to get the team started on the planning application.
Uh-huh, fantastic.
Yeah, well, the BL board are going to be very happy.
Well, I think I can say the same for the county NFU.
Oh, that's always good to know.
Just one thing, Brian. How much did you tell Rodways about a future expansion?
What expansion?
Okay.
At the moment, we're talking about a livestock market and a few farming-related business units, that's all.
I see.
Don't want to scare off the council, do we?
No, indeed.
So I'm keeping any bigger plans under my hat for now.
Right.
What does Bert Fry know about working on the land?
Joe, he was a farm worker for most of his life.
Well, he don't know the half of it. I've been a farm worker since I could lift an old one. I raised a family from the sweat of my brow.
Joe, please.
If anybody's going to be an old retainer, it ought to be me, not Bert
Joe,
Fry.
Joe, it's too late. The decision's been made.
I can bring my own costume, gaiters and all. And a look.
It's no good. I've already given the part to Bert. Anyway... didn't ask you down here to talk about the murder mystery.
Oh, hello. Sorry I'm late.
Ah, Susan.
Evening, Joe.
Oh, well, if you won't give me a fair earring, I can see I'm wasting my time.
No, Joe, wait. Susan and I have a few questions to ask you.
Questions?
Susan?
Joe, it's been brought to my attention that you have been selling your own vegetables in the shop.
So what if I have?
And that you've not been putting the money in the till, but you've been keeping it for yourself.
Who told you that?
Is this true, Joe?
No. Well, yeah. Well, maybe, yeah.
So, you're not denying
well,
it?
They're my vegetables. I grew them, so why shouldn't I?
But the shop is run for the benefit of the community, not to provide you with an extra income.
Well, a few courgettes and lettuces.
Oh, that's the principle, Joe. You've already had one warning over the date-expired stock.
No, not that again.
Joe, listen. I'm afraid it's more serious than you think. Susan and I have discussed the matter carefully, and as your team leader, it now falls to me to tell you that your services as a volunteer will no longer be required.
Not required? What do you mean?
Yes, Joe. You're fired. We're taking you off the rota.
I came back through Hereford. Didn't seem any quicker.
With the stock trailer?
Yeah, and with Bert practising his role for the murder mystery. Gabriel's the name. Tom Gabriel. I work for Mr. Fairbrother Man and Boy. Seemed to me like a week at least.
Well, I hope you're practising yours too.
Anyway, Adana is safely back in the paddock.
Okay. Well, I've done the calves and I'm just about to get the cows in.
Okay. Any sign of Pip?
What's her name? Charlotte came and picked her up after breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where they've gone. She said they'd be back mid-afternoon.
Hasn't she got a shift at Lower Loxley?
Well, that's not till six, I think.
Oh, OK.
Oh, have you heard the latest? Linda sacked Jewel from the shop rota.
What? Can you sack a volunteer?
Oh, yeah, for selling his own veg and pocketing the cash. Your mum told me when she came to get the eggs.
Oh, I think that might be partly my fault.
Oh? Why?
Long story, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
Biff, quiet.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, hey.
Hello, is that Charlotte? You should have asked her in for tea.
No, she had to go.
And since you ask, yes, I did get Adana safely back from the show.
Yeah, I worked that one out for myself, thanks, Dad. Hi.
So did you have a nice morning? Where did you go?
Oh, just into town. Dad, mm-hmm. Elizabeth called. She's asked me to go in a bit early if I can.
Oh, okay,
so... Half five, is that all right?
Yep, I can take you over then.
Great, thanks. Give me some time to get changed, have a shower, grab something to eat.
Did you have any lunch?
Yeah, I had a snack at college.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's one reason I went into town. I went to see Kevin.
Did you?
And?
And it's all okay. It's cool, I'm going to start again next term.
Really?
That's great.
Yeah, I've re-registered.
That's fantastic.
But he was quite heavy about it. He says I've got to work hard and catch up and come to all my classes.
Well, I'm sure you can manage that.
That's really good news, Pip. Mm. Well done.
Yeah, well done, love. I know it can't have been easy.
Yeah, well, it's done now, isn't it? For better or worse. Anyway, I'm going to go have a shower.
Right.
Okay.
Well.
Come on, pinch me. Did she really just say that?
Yeah. Yeah, she did.
Well, this corporate bash of ours tonight...
Oh, come on, Nige. 80s night. You can't miss this one.
Well,
be a real trip down memory lane. Huh. Oh, all the best sounds, our own special Chablis cocktail.
Chablis?
Oh, come on, don't let me down, mate. I mean, you've not been in since our opening night.
Yes, I know. It's just a shame Lizzie can't come too.
Well, yeah, but...
I think I can probably talk her around.
Oh, great. Use that page de charme.
She's not going to be over the moon about it, but...
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. Hmm? Things between me and Kathy aren't too great right now.
Oh.
Well... I won't depress you with the details, but tonight is going to be the perfect antidote to all that. Come to Jack's, shed your inhibitions and leave it all behind.
All right, I'm convinced.
Good man.
I'll get away as early as I can.
Kenton!
Oh, great. I'll see you then. Ciao.
Bye.
Oh, sorry. Did you want me to slice these grapefruit or what?
Yeah, great. Would you mind?
No, it's fine. Then what?
Put the slices in the cooler. We'll use them to garnish the cocktail.
Ooh, yum.
You are such a fruit snob. good news, by the way. Nigel's coming.
Ah, so you finally yawed him away.
Yeah, well, if he can give Lizzie the slip, get past the guards and the razor wire.
Hey, another lock-in tonight.
Kirsty.
Just asking.
Well, the answer is no. No, I'm still in the doghouse after the last one. We'll be strictly keeping to ours tonight.
And there's a digital projector set up in the meeting room if they need it. Everything's under control.
Yes, all right.
Lizzie, if you really don't want me to go...
No, I didn't say that.
Look, the caterers are all set. We've got extra staff in. And if there is a crisis, I'm only a taxi ride away.
A taxi? Isn't Lewis bringing you home?
No, he's taking me in, but he's not going to Jack's. He's giving a talk at the round table.
Oh.
Anyway, And like some, I can't always rely on Lewis to do the driving. Did you get it? The murder mystery? Jim's celebrity guest?
Yes, I get it, Nigel.
There she is.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Pip.
Sorry, I got here as early as I could.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks very much.
Slight hold up with a sick you.
Shall I go straight and find Lorna?
No, wait. Tell me all your news first. Did you have a good time at the Royal Welsh Show?
Yeah, it was good, thanks. My friends and I camped out for two nights. Had a really good time.
Oh, that's nice.
And your heifer came back with a rosette, I hear.
Yeah, second in class.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, well done.
And are you going to tell them your other news? Where you went this morning?
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
I re-registered at college. I'm going back next term.
Hey, well, that's great. Oh, well done.
Yes, well done.
Well, it seemed like the best option, really.
Yeah, come here. Oh, I think that's very brave and very sensible of you.
Thanks.
And she's going to retake the exam she messed up.
Yeah, okay then. I'll go and find Lorna.
All right.
Bye then.
Bye.
I'll come and have a real catch-up later.
Gosh, good for Pip.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we're really pleased. Yeah, she's really been through it these last 2 weeks.
Mm.
Poor girl.
Of course, some of us saw this coming months ago and, you know, did our best to stop her getting hurt.
David, if that's meant to be a dig at me...
No, but you can at least admit that I was right about Jude. You know, he was a total waste of space. He was leading her on right from the start.
Yeah, but if some of us had handled it better, Pip might have realised that herself.
Oh, come on, you can't blame me for what happened.
Sorry, that's me.
Okay, I'll have to get back.
Bye then.
Oh, bye, baby.
Bye.
Hello? Yes, I'm just on my way.
Oh, see what I mean? It must be in his DNA or something. He just won't admit he's wrong.
You, the new wave hero of Borchester?
Yeah, well, there's a lot you don't know about my past.
Oh, weren't you in Hong Kong or Australia at the time?
Well, minor detail.
Yeah, right. Oh, and wearing eyeliner doesn't prove anything.
Oh, kind of does something for me, though, don't you think?
Pass.
Yeah, well, it's all part of the fun.
Oh, sorry, did you say two tequila sunrise?
Yeah. Oh, look at the way we're packing them in. If all our theme nights are going to be like this...
Ice, Kenton.
Yeah, hold on. There you go. Oh, you know... It's really not on of Kathy to make me feel so bad about this trip down under. I mean, of course I want to go and see Muriel, but I can't. It's just not possible.
Oh, difficult.
Yeah. And it's not like it's been cancelled forever. I'm just putting it off for a few weeks until the new year. So why does she have to go and make such a big deal of it?
So what did she say exactly?
Well, not much, but it's the way that she said it.
Excuse me. Whoops.
Hey, Nige.
Golly, quite a crush.
How are you doing? You got enough to drink?
It's okay, I'll wait my turn.
Yeah, well, I'll be with you in a sec. You having a good time?
Fantastic. It takes me right back to my glory days.
Yeah, well, that's the whole idea.
And you'll never guess who I bumped into.
What?
Max.
Max?
Gosh, can't remember his surname. Not met him for years. He used to hang around with Tim Beecham in the crowd.
Oh, yeah?
He's in the motor trade now, but he's not changed a bit. Still got some totty on his arm. You'll have to come and meet...
Yeah, oh, look, Nigel, I can't stop for anything now.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah,
but as soon as I call time, chuck this lot out. Uh-huh. We'll lock the old doors and make a night of it. You up for that?
Hello. What have we got?
Nope, nothing.
Move along now, miss, or I'll have to take you back to the station to help us with her inquiries.
Nope, still not funny.
You smiled, I saw you.
No, I didn't.
You did.
It's just that silly costume. You look so damn...
All right, how about this?
No, don't! Kling, that's not fair.
Well, if you won't laugh at my brilliant Dixon and Doc Green impersonation...
All right. You shouldn't be messing around, though. You should be practising your lines.
Oh, no. You're going to tell on me to Linda.
I might.
Oh, well... Not supposed to improvise anyway, as long as we give the right clues.
Okay.
It's only the village fate, for heaven's sake. I mean, the way Linda carries on.
Oh, who knows? You might enjoy it.
Well, I do feel more in the mood for it now, after Pip's bit of news.
Oh, I know. Such a relief.
Oh, isn't it? I mean, it's still early days, but...
Oh, I don't think she'll go back on it now.
Well, let's hope you're right.
She's come such a long way already. When you think where she was 10 days ago.
Yeah, hasn't she? She's a real fighter.
Whatever happens now, at least we've got our daughter back again.
Oh,
Shall I tell you how it is, Nige? It's like I'm living two separate lives.
Really?
Mm. Yeah, it is. You know, when I'm here at Jack's, I'm great. I love the buzz, the work, the challenge, the people. But, you know, as soon as I leave it behind and go home, I just come straight back down again. Now, that can't be right, can it?
You mean because of Kathy?
Yeah, well, you know she's been against this whole thing right from the start. Mm-hmm. So now she can't deal with the fact that I'm actually making a go of it.
I suppose, well, the long hours do make it difficult.
Yeah, but, I mean, she could at least try and meet me halfway. Yeah, you know, I mean, fair enough. It's a tough time for her. You know, Sid's death has brought up a whole load of issues for her.
Yes, it must have.
Yeah, and I do still love her.
Do you?
Yeah, yes. But if I'm honest, it's Jamie I really care about. I mean, you know, what sort of life would he have if I wasn't around?
Well, if you want my advice for what it's worth, just let it ride for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah, give Kathy time to get over Sid. I'm sure when she has.
Excuse me, Nigel, there's a taxi here for you.
Taxi? Good Lord, is that the time?
No, it can't be.
Shall I ask him to wait?
No, I'd better... Oh, well, as late as that? How did I let this happen again? Kirsty, why didn't you stop me?
Oh, Kenton!
Oh, Kathy is so not going to be pleased.
Look, Kenton, why don't you share the taxi with me?
Might be a good idea, Kenton. You shouldn't be driving.
No, I've still got things to do here.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got to cash up and stuff. No, you go on, mate.
All right, yeah. Well, good night, and thanks for a great evening.
Yeah. Night, Nige.
Night.
Okay,
we're all cleared up anyway.
Oh, Kirsty, you're a star. You ought to go too. You shouldn't be here.
Look, Kenton, you can't drive home in that state.
Yeah, I know. But if I wake Kathy up like this, I'll be in such hot water. I've got to look at the time. I'll just have to get a cab.
Oh, no, there's no need for that. Look, why don't you stay at mine?
No, that's kind,
but... Come on. You can have the sofa.
Yeah?
Yeah. My flatmates won't mind. Their friends do it all the time.
Well, I'll have to text Kathy or something.
So, text her. Then you can think about what to tell her tomorrow.
Oh, Kirsty, you're wonderful. You're a genius. You just about saved my life.
They've gone to the shops, Fallon and her mum.
Oh, Fallon too?
Yeah, but I've...
Well, I suppose the two of us can cope if we have to.
No, it's just that...
Lucky I was free to come in.
No, it's a bit more complicated than that. Fallon's on her way back now.
Oh, good.
Then I'm going off to the game fair with Will.
Game fair?
Yeah, it's a big day for him. He never misses it. Promised I'd go with him this year. I'm sorry, Lillian. I know it's inconvenient for you, but I've...
No, darling. No, you must go. You mustn't let Will down.
Oh, it's just he'd be so disappointed.
So, when's he coming to pick you up?
Well, soon. I only came in for an hour just to cover for Fallon.
Well, so long as we don't have a repeat of Tuesday lunchtime.
No, well, look, there's no big parties booked in.
Fallon and I'll manage between us. It's all in a good cause. It keeps our mum away from the bar for another afternoon.
Yeah, Jolene's staying in Borchester.
Good.
Yeah, she's going to go to the beauty salon with her friend from the gym.
Oh, Donna?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that is perfect. That's just the kind of therapy she needs.
Oh, Lillian.
7:20, please.
Yeah, Linda?
Lillian, I just popped in to remind you about this afternoon.
Well, what about it, darling?
Your rehearsal for the murder mystery. Now, I'd like you to be...
Rehearsal?
Well, I did drop a note through your letterbox. Didn't you see it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, look, that was before I'd arranged to come in here.
Well, I won't need you for long. Just half an hour of your time out here on the green.
No, I'm sorry, darling. I'd really
Shall
like to
Shall we say after lunch? About 3 o'clock? I'll be out there anyway with Jill and Bert.
Well,
we've only 2 days to go. This could be our last chance to get it right.
I can't make any promises.
Nick?
Oh, hello.
I'll hope to see you later then, Lillian.
All right, Linda.
Oh, yeah? Oh, I managed to get away a bit earlier than I thought, so...
Yeah?
You ready to go?
Our thing is, well, Fallon's still not back from town.
Oh.
Well, she's on her way back, though, isn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she called a few minutes ago.
Well, there's still nobody in the ploughman's. You two go off if you want. I'll hold the fort until she's here.
You sure that's all right?
Yeah, off you go.
Oh, thanks. I'll just go and get my bag. Oh,
thanks, Lillian.
Well, Nick's such an asset to the bar, we're jolly lucky to have her.
Yeah?
Never hurts to have a pretty young face around.
Oh, Yeah, I suppose.
She's a big hit, especially with the male customers.
Sorry to call you at work. I know it's a bad time.
So what's this about?
Well, last night. You did get the text that I sent. I didn't want to call you in case I woke you
up.
Look,
Kenton, I really don't think this is the time.
Oh, hey, hold on. Cathy, wait. Let me explain.
Explain what?
I'd had a few drinks with Nigel. I didn't want to drive. And when Kirsty offered
yes,
to put me
yes,
up,
yes, whatever. But I'm too busy and too tired to talk about it now.
No, hold on, please. Just let me
Not
explain.
Not now. It'll have to wait till later, Kenton. Bye.
Now, Bert, I'd like you to imagine it's Sunday, the fete has started, and I'm one of the competitors looking for clues.
Righto.
I already know about the murder of Ralph Fairbrother from Dick Barton, the policeman.
That's David.
Yes, and he sent me on to find you. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ah, hello. Are you Mr. Tom Gabriel?
That's me. I'm the gardener up at Ambridge Towers. I worked for Mr. Fairbrother since I was...
Yes, go on.
Do you want me to say this standing up or sitting down?
Well, that's really up to you, Bert.
Well, I'll sit on this bench then.
So, Mr. Gabriel...
Tom, you can call me Tom.
Tom, you must be very upset to hear about the brutal murder of poor Mr. Fairbrother.
Oh, yes, I am.
Even though...
Oh, yeah. Even though he sacked me 2 days ago after 50 years of loyal service.
Good. Now, in my mind, you see, that makes you a suspect.
Murderer.
Now, my next question would probably be, where were you at the time of the murder?
I was clipping the edge by the church. And I knows that because the church clock struck 2 at the time.
Right. Did anyone see you there?
No. But I saw Mrs. Perkins replanting the hanging baskets on the village green.
What?
There he goes. Look, what? Joe Grundy.
Well, what about him?
Was he going into the shop?
Bert.
Yes. No. See, he's gone right by.
Well, I'm not surprised.
One man boycott. Where'll he get his baccy from now?
That's not our problem, I'm afraid.
Poor old Joe. First he don't get to be in the murder mystery, then he gets the sack from the shop.
Well, he's only himself to blame. Anyway, let's just keep our mind
on
what
we... 1 minute, Fallon, I'll be right back.
Oh, good. Here's our exotic stranger.
Stranger?
Linda.
Hello. That's perfect timing. Bert and I are almost finished.
Well, I just came to say...
I thought she was Mr. Fairbrother's wife, Letty.
No, that's Elizabeth. Lillian is Simone Tregoran, our exotic stranger.
Oh.
Yeah, but I just came to
Lillian,
say...
Lillian, here, before we start, some more notes for you.
Linda, I just came out to say I'm sorry to let you down, but I really can't do this now.
You can't?
No, we're just too busy. Nick's gone off to the game fair and Fallon and I are having to cope on our own.
Oh, well, so when will you be
well,
able...
I can't say yet. Later, darling, later.
Oh. That's it. Right, hold it steady and just relax. You don't have to hold your breath. You'll go purple.
Shh, Will.
Look, just breathe normal.
I am.
Yeah, that's better. Squeeze the trigger and...
Oh!
That's it.
How did I do? Did I hit the target?
It's not bad.
Oh, right at the edge. Oh, I'm so rubbish.
No, that's good for your first shot.
Second?
Yeah, well, whatever.
If that was a bear, I'd be dead meat.
But you wouldn't be shooting bears with an air gun.
Oh, well, anyway.
Well, try again.
Yeah, I'll get it this time. Come on, bullseye.
Well, you want me to load it?
No, I can do it. I want these people watching too.
Ah, never mind about them.
Oh, I'll show them. Bet they shoot things all the time and think I'm some useless townie.
Well, would you rather go and try the fly fishing instead?
Hold on.
Well, I mean, if you're bored with this...
Will, I'm not bored, really. You just won't believe I'm having a good time, will you?
Okay, then.
Shh! Let me concentrate. Oh, yes, see that?
Yeah, not quite a bullseye, but...
Nice one. Crack shot, are we?
Oh, hello.
Mine's a pint of Shiloh.
Not today, not from me. You'd be lucky.
Tomorrow, then.
Yeah, maybe. Bye. Okay. This time.
Who was he?
Oh, him. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but I mean...
He comes into the ball sometimes.
He seems to know you well enough.
Oh, I just chat to him when he's at the bar. Could just ignore him.
Well...
I had to be friendly, Will.
Maybe, but...
Now, quiet. Please. This is going to be a bullseye.
Kenton, I don't know why you bothered to come all this way.
Yeah, well, as you wouldn't let me explain on the phone...
I was working. I still am.
Well, I've come here to apologise.
Why? If what you say is true, then...
Well, would I make it up? I was being responsible. I had a few drinks with Nigel, so rather than risk my licence, I stayed the night on Kirsty Settee.
Fine. So what's the problem?
Well, you seem to be the one with the problem. And I did send you a text.
Okay, so I get another text at 1 o'clock in the morning.
I'm sorry if it woke you up, but I thought
you'd
rather hear
from me. And you talk about responsible. The responsible thing would have been to tell me beforehand so I could get a proper night's sleep.
I didn't plan to stay over. It was one of those spur-of-the-moment things. When Kirsty offered it, well, it just seemed like a no-brainer.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it was very noble and generous of Kirsty.
Yeah, I thought so.
I hope her settee was comfortable for you.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact... Oh, no. You don't think... What, me and Kirsty? Oh, come on, love.
No, that's not what I meant.
So what did you mean?
Well...
She's a friend... She's an employee. She lives in a shared flat.
All right.
Plus the fact that I'm old enough to be her dad.
All right. Kenton, I am tired. I'm still at work. And well, can't you see what this is doing to us?
Yes, I can. Look, if you want to know the truth, Kirsty's city was sheer torture.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, no springs at all. I hardly slept for more than about 10 minutes.
Well, that makes two of us.
It was a one-off. Honestly, I've no plans to do it again soon. I mean, ever.
So, at the time of the murder, you were riding past the church.
Yeah, I remember because the clock struck two and made Tomboy shy.
Tomboy?
My horse, darling.
Oh, yes, yes, I like that. Nice touch.
Well, you did say to improvise.
Well, I've never heard of a horse called Tomboy.
Be quiet, Bert. So, Miss Tregoran, did you see anyone else as you rode by?
Let me see. Yeah, now you mention it,
I saw... Oh, she's a lawyer. Don't believe a word she tells
Bert,
her.
Bert, please, you're really not helping.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's what Tom Gabriel would say if he was here.
But you won't be outside the church on Sunday. You'll be sitting on your bench by the bull.
Linda, I know these rehearsals are important, but I really think I'm getting the hang of it now.
Well, we're not quite finished yet.
But surely the whole idea is to be natural and spontaneous. I don't want to sound over-rehearsed.
Oh.
All these clues are going to stick out a mile. We need to keep the punters guessing.
Oh, well, yes, I suppose you do have a point.
And your notes are so comprehensive.
Well, you are doing well, Lillian. I think you're our best suspect so far.
What about me?
Bert, isn't it nearly time for your shop shift?
Ooh, you're right. Time to go in and change.
Thanks for your input. Same time tomorrow.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you then.
Bye.
Yeah, and I'd better go and see if Jolene's back.
Lillian, we still haven't finalised your costume.
Oh, jodhpurs and a riding jacket.
Is that 1930s?
Timeless, darling. Oh, and I'll bring a riding crop too.
Oh, all right. And I meant what I said. You make a very convincing exotic stranger, despite the accent.
Thanks, darling. Well, I'm working on it. Though I'm beginning to wonder what I've let myself in for.
Oh, you mustn't worry about that, Lillian. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
Well, whatever you say, darling.
And you'll get a chance to meet our wonderful celebrity guest.
Yes. Now, who is this friend of Jim's?
What?
This fascinating celebrity.
You mean you haven't heard?
Linda, you wouldn't believe the week I've had. I've been practically holding down two full-time jobs.
Well, yes.
Working for Amside and covering for Jolene. I don't have time to listen to gossip.
So, who is it? Tell me. Well, Wagner, Red Jaguars, famous crime writers.
You don't mean...
Yes, the writer of those wonderful Inspector Morse novels, Colin Dexter.
Ah, well done, Jim. That's quite a coup.
Oh, yes. So, if I have my way, this is going to be simply the most thrilling fate.